The word liberalism was used dozens of times last week by Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole, who wants to remind voters what he thinks Bill Clinton really is. Commentator David Brooks thought the word had disappeared from the political vernacular and is happy to hear it's back in circulation.
All year, the Republicans have been calling Bill Clinton an unprincipled opportunist with no character. But now the campaign is getting tough. They're calling him a liberal. And that charge Clinton feels compelled to deny personally. I half expect Clinton to insist, "I'm no liberal, I'm an unprincipled opportunist." All this has many of us on the right dancing gleefully on the grave of liberalism. But maybe it's also time to acknowledge that the left isn't totally dead. There now exists in liberal circles something that we haven't seen in a long time, an interesting and fundamental debate. It's over a basic question: are we all brothers? American liberalism, going back to Tom Paine, was based on the notion that we all shared universal rights and aspirations, that the turn-of-the-century progressive Herbert Croly dreamed of a religion of human brotherhood. But then came the New Left and the anti-colonial movements, and the left's attention shifted to distinctions based on race and gender. Suddenly, a person's distinct identity as a woman or a black or a homosexual seemed more important than some abstract universal rights we might all share across ethnic or gender lines. People began wearing T-shirts that read, "It's a black thing. You wouldn't understand." Some feminists began emphasizing the different ways men and women see the world. Women are from Venus, men are pigs. The race and gender left has been fantastically successful. Now, even conservatives preach the diversity gospel, buying into the notion that your biology is key to your identity. And Bob Dole, who attacks liberalism in name, can't quite muster the guts to attack affirmative action and other manifestations of identity politics where liberalism is strongest. But there are now others on the left who are saying that identity politics have ghettoized left-wing ideas and allowed the white middle class to move to the right. They want to de-emphasize differences based on race and gender and re-emphasize solidarity based on economic class. They say that the main problem these days is not discrimination, it's wage stagnation. It's economics, not culture. Personally, I suspect the class not race crowd is fighting a losing battle. Race and gender bonds are still much more powerful than class solidarity. Look at the response to the OJ trial, or to the Million Man March. Americans have never had much interest in class struggle, and now they have less interest than ever. Still, the race versus class debate on the left is a fascinating one. And sometimes where there are fascinating debates, dynamic political movements follow. So as a conservative, I'm going to have a great time dancing on the grave of political liberalism while I still can.
David Brooks is a senior editor at the Weekly Standard.